Hello.
Hi, Cater. It's Nadine.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I was just following up with you. I know your wife had mentioned that she was going to have you create a Facebook page, right, in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you got around to that or not. Were you able to create one?
Yeah, we create one.
Oh, awesome. Hey, awesome.
Hi. Hey, how are you?
I'm good, Heidi. How are you?
Good. Hey, okay, so Cater and I talked, and if we do the Google thing, does that mean we only get Google and not Facebook?
Yeah, so if you do the Google Ads, right, you would get the Google Ads as opposed to the Facebook, okay? So if you... I know the Google Ads, that package is $4.99. If you wanted, we could include both. Okay. So if we include both, I could actually, let me see what I can get it discounted for you at. Let me see here. If we did both with the Google Ads, right? And with the Facebook Ads, it would then run you $5.49 a month. So $300 of that would be allocated to the Google Ads, and $100 of that would also be allocated to the Facebook Ads.
So an extra $50 to have both?
To have both. So what we would do is we would allocate from the $5.49, we would allocate $300 of that $549, $300 would go to your Google Ads, and then $100 of that would also go to the Facebook Ads from the $549. So the $149 is for the local listing.
Okay.
So that would include the Facebook Ads, the Google Ads, and then, of course, the first page placement on Google is... We'll also do the directory submission. The Facebook page, we'll create it through his personal one. And then, so we'll have all of that included, along with the voice-activated searches and all of that.
So, and we have to commit to 2 months.
Yeah, it's a two-month verbal commitment. So the reason for that, again, is because you know that none of this happens overnight, right? It's a process. But with the Google Ads and the Facebook Ads, those would actually go live within 7 to 14 days. Currently, the listing, the profile page that you guys have, you would just need to add us on as managers to that page. This way we can optimize it and maintain it, okay? So typically what it does state in our terms and conditions is that typically – it could be 30 to 45 days, okay, for you to have the first page placement in the local map section. I will tell you, though, that there's been times I've seen it happen sooner. Our job is we like to underpromise and overdeliver, right? Now, in your case,
you start paying for the service even if you're not visible yet?
Well, because you got to remember, we're putting in over 100 hours, okay, of creating the listings, getting you optimized. Now, because we know that it takes longer, right? With the local listing, you're looking at 30 to 45 days. I could tell you, in your case, it might not take that long because you guys are already PIN verified. It's not like you're waiting for a PIN code. Now, because we know it's important for you to guys to start getting those calls, right, as quickly as possible, is why we supplement the local listing with the Google Ads and the Facebook Ads within the 7 to 14 days. I'll be quite honest with you, Heidi, we don't start seeing a profit until a company has been with us, a company that we've signed up. Our company doesn't start seeing a profit until you've been with us at least 4 months. So believe me, when we work on retention, right, retaining a client on a monthly basis, so we're going to ensure that we're retaining you because, I mean, if you quit after the 2 months, right, and you're like, listen, it's not working, and we're not charging you a cancellation fee, you know, I mean, you just call us 3 days before your next billing is due, and you just say, I want to discontinue. I mean, we're going to definitely see, like, where we failed and what we can do to retain you, right? because at the end of the day, we still wouldn't be making any money. I mean, we would actually be in the negative.
Okay.
So we work on more on retention.
All right. Well, let's just move forward with the 550.
Okay.
And what do we do?
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to create the account. Now, are we creating it under Cater's name or under yours or?
Do it under his name.
Okay, and it's K-A-D-E-R, correct?
His real name is, Cater is his last name.
But okay.
His name is Mohammed with one H, M-O-H-A-M-E-D.
M-O-H-A-M-E-D?
Yeah.
So not two M's, right? Towards
right,
the end?
Right.
Okay. Okay. Now.
And then it's hyphenated. It's A is an apple, B, B, E, L, hyphen, K, A, D, E, R.
Okay. A is an apple, B, D, A, L, right?
Nope. A, B, D, E, L.
E, L. Okay. And then a hyphen, you said?
Yep.
And then
and
Cater.
E, R. Mm-hmm.
K-A-D-E-R. Okay. Now, the best email, this will be where we send correspondence. It'll be also where we'll send the receipt. Is that going to be caterconstructionky@gmail.com?
That works.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right. Now, the next thing that I'm going to do here, and you guys receive text messages on this number as well, correct, that we're speaking on?
Yeah.
Okay. So this number is the best number to contact you in case we have, like, let's say if we see that there's a keyword phrase that's, you know, one that's being searched more, that's going to be more beneficial for you guys. Anytime regarding your account, is this the best number to contact you guys on?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to send over right now two text messages. The first text message that I'm sending, it's going to have the number to customer service. So anytime that you have a change, a question, a concern regarding the account, an update, you would contact customer service.
Okay.
And then I'm also going to send you a second text message. It's going to have a link, and it's to a YouTube video, okay? The video, I would say, is about 6 minutes long. But when you have time, please take a look at the video because it's going to give you a demonstration on how you're able to go in through your client dashboard that will give access to you as well. The client dashboard is how you're going to be able to track all of your results, the phone calls you're receiving, the clicks, how many keywords you're listed for, view your campaigns. So you'll have that tool to be able to access as well. Okay, and it kind of gives you a demonstration. And then now I know I had the Google listing that a profile page I had seen here, and I just wanted to confirm what I see currently on the Google profile page. Let's see. So I know that the address shows as 1221 East Broadway, number 222, and that's
yeah.
Louisville, Kentucky, 40204. That is an address that you want to be showing, correct?
I mean, I guess it doesn't matter. We don't have, like, a brick and mortar.
Okay.
That is a business address that it's actually a friend's. I guess I want to know.
So I'll tell you. You don't
visible?
Have. No, and that's why I wanted to clarify that with you, because this address, right, if you don't have a brick and mortar, we typically don't like it showing, only because we don't want anyone just popping up there, getting directions, and then they show up. You know, Google's very aware that a lot of businesses have what's called a home office, right? It's where you receive your PIN code, but it's not like a showroom that people come to, okay?
No, an apartment for what we're using now.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to make sure that that address is hidden. We don't want anyone showing up there. It's not an address
nope.
we want anyone to see. Okay.
Nope.
Not a problem. Let me make sure that that's hidden. And that's why I wanted to clarify that. Because, again, we don't want anyone just popping up and saying, oh, hey, you know. Huh? Now, I believe that there is a different phone number on there. There's a phone number 502-354-7835. Should that be the phone number showing for clients to call?
That's our Cater Construction phone number, right?
That's easy.
It rings through to me. No, we switched it to ring through to you, didn't we?
No. Just put my number. So.
Yeah, let's just put his number. Put 502-56-7019.
Okay, so yeah. we're gonna have the phone number then updated. Okay, awesome. Now, I know that he does currently have a website on there now, the caterconstructionky.com. Is that the website that should be showing?
Yep.
Okay.
We have that pretty well updated.
Yeah, good job. Definitely good job. Did you guys build this one yourself?
My daughter did it.
She did a great job. I'll tell you, you know, typically when people build a website, like their own website, they don't always put that security lock on there. So good thing you did that. She did a great job. Make sure you tell her that. It's what we call the SSL certificate. It kind of gives that extra security.
Oh, good. I'm glad she did. Okay.
Yes, she did a good job. Make sure you tell her that. Okay. Now, for the billing, the card that you guys are going to be using, is it in his name, your name, the business name? Does it have both?
Okay. All right, well, go get it.
No worries. Take your time. It's okay. Take your time. In the meantime, let's at least go over some of the notes. I'm looking at the schedule for tomorrow, so we're going to set up a client interview, right? Now, the interview, we'll block out an hour, but we'll set it at a time that's convenient for you guys, and it can take, as I mentioned, between 30 to 40 minutes. It just depends on how many questions or details. How does your guys' schedule look for tomorrow?
I have a completely separate business, and I don't think it's possible for me to do it tomorrow. It's going to have to be the following day. The other question
is, Wednesday?
Create a three-way call for that interview?
They can. Yeah. I can notate it on there for them to do a three-way. Yeah.
It's going to have to be a three-way because I travel.
Yeah, he mentioned to me you do a lot of traveling. Okay. So what time would you like? Do you want to schedule it for Wednesday or because you said tomorrow won't work, right?
Yeah, I'm going to have to do it like, let me look at my calendar real quick. I mean, I could do it when are you Eastern time or what?
We are Pacific Standard Time. So you guys are on Eastern Time, correct? Where you're at.
Yeah.
You're in fact 3 hours ahead. So our hours here are Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. So for you it would be 10 to 7.
Okay, then let's schedule like 5 o'clock on Wednesday. Is that possible?
Perfect. Yes, I have an appointment left, so let me schedule you guys for that one really quick before someone snags that appointment from me because they fill up pretty fast. So I'm going to put you guys down for Wednesday. It'll show because you'll receive a calendar invite, okay? On the invite, it'll show 2 to 3, but that's going to be 5 to 6 your time. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let me get that. Let me set that up first before we do the rest. And then what we'll do is we'll also send you a reminder an hour before your client interview, just a friendly reminder to let you know it's coming up. Okay.
Let me
set that up right now. Okay. You guys should be receiving that email shortly, too, in the next minute or less. Okay, so I set that up, and then let's see here. I wanted to go over some notes with you guys. Now, Heidi, you'll be able to also make changes to the account, right? So this way I can notate it in here. Both you and does he want to go by Cater or Muhammad? What does he prefer?
Cater.
Okay. And both you and Cater can make changes to the account, right? If in the event he can't call,
yeah,
you want access to it. Okay. What is the best number for you? Because if you were to call in to make a change or an update, they will verify you by your phone number.
317.
Uh-huh.
432. 4763.
Okay. I'm going to repeat it back to you. 317-432-4763, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And your last name, is it the same as Cater's?
No. Nope.
Okay. What is your last name?
Yeah. Mine is S-E-H-W-I-T-Z-E-R.
Okay. S-E-H-W-I.
Nope. Nope. S. And then C is in cat. S-C-H.
Oh, S-C-H.
Mm-hmm. Switzer.
I was just going to say that. Okay, my apologies.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Switzer, is that with the E-R at the end or just Z-R?
Yeah. It's S-C-H-W-I-T-Z-E-R.
Got it. Z-Z-E-R. Okay. Okay, perfect. Okay, so we're going to go over some notes. In the meantime, while I'm asking my manager to set it up with that pricing because I need him to do the approval on that. Well, not the approval, but to put in the code for me. Okay. Now, what we're going to do is we're just going to go over some notes. They're going to be basic notes that are going to be for the technician when you guys speak with him or her on Wednesday. As far as with the services, okay, what are some of the services that you want me to notate on here? Of course, you guys are going to go over more in detail, but I do want to give them a general idea.
Well, I thought it's whatever the $550 covers, I guess. I don't know what
Well, I mean, I'm talking about the services. So, like, some of the particular services, like specialty, like what he wants to be found for.
Okay, what we do, you're talking about.
Yes, correct. My apologies.
I thought you wanted to know what we want from you. I'm like, I thought we already got
that. You're like, wait a minute.
I would put, earth moving.
Okay.
General. Land clearing.
Mm-hmm.
Drive, if you want to do some examples like, road access, driveway.
Road access. Lay driveway. Okay.
Lay pipe / French drain.
Uh-huh.
Grading,
resloping.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I'm trying to think of anything else. I mean, I guess we should look at our website. We could just.
I'm kind of looking at it too. I'm like, I always like, I don't want to assume like, okay, well, this is what the website says. I kind of want to get to know a little bit more as well. I mean, and again, it's just to kind of get them a general idea. They're also going to go over more. So I see like excavating, ground dewatering. Okay. So let me put that in there.
We went to other websites and copied their verbiage. So you can just use what we have on our Facebook. Our website.
Okay, perfect. I see the level and grading, trench digging. Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's both residential and commercial?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then I know that we have the Google My Business right here. And then what's his Facebook URL? Do you have that on you?
I just signed him up before we called, before you called.
Okay. So is it taking a little bit?
Yeah, I don't know if he got an email or something. I'm not seeing anything. I mean, I am so non-computer.
It's okay. Let me see. He did it by his name, right? I might be able to pull it up. How did he list it? With his name?
Yep. Muhammad Abdel K.
Oh, I might have found it. Hold on. Let me see.
Part of it.
He doesn't have a profile page on it or anything, right?
No, I just did it, like...
Okay.
Like 15 minutes before it's called.
That's okay. Here's what we can do, because maybe it might take just a little bit. Did he put the hyphen?
I did, yeah.
Okay. Let me see if I can pull it up.
It's weird because I loaded a picture and it didn't show up yet, but I thought maybe it's because Facebook has to approve it, you know?
It could be. It could be. Now, what we can do is I can try to look it up tomorrow. If I don't find it, so like the text message that I sent you guys, if you get the URL, all you have to do is just copy the URL, paste it in the text message, and hit send, and I'll receive it. I'll still follow up with you guys tomorrow because I want to make sure that we have at least the personal Facebook URL because that's what we're going to use to create the business Facebook. Now, do you guys prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
What do most people do? I guess all three is fine.
All three. Typically, they do all three or phone and text.
Do all three.
Okay. And then it's not a requirement. I just ask because I don't like to miss anything. Licensed and insured or in the process or not required in your area?
We're licensed and insured.
What are the hours of operation?
They have put 7 to 6.
7 to 6. Is that Monday through Sunday or Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Saturday.
Okay. And what forms of payments are accepted?
We do cash only and it's 50% down.
Okay.
Yeah, or check. I mean, but, so.
Okay. Do you guys ever do Zelle?
No.
Yeah, we could do Zelle.
You can? Okay.
Well, I don't know. Is there, we do such high dollar. I don't know that Zelle, how, I think you better not put Zelle. I mean, we do $20,000 jobs, you know?
Okay. Okay, yeah, because I think with Zelle, sometimes they have a limit of like $10,000,
yeah.
Sometimes $5,000. It just depends on the bank, right? So what I just put is just cash and check. If at any time you guys, you know, start utilizing other forms of payments, just let us know so this way we can update it, okay?
Okay.
And then, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk. Now the card you said is it in Cater's name or the business name or is it yours or both?
Well, we're using one that's just in his name. And I'll be honest, it's a card we hadn't used and we want to use it just for this.
Okay.
So I just activated it while we were talking.
So okay.
And hopefully while you were talking.
No worries.
Computer said. Okay.
No worries. Okay, so it has his name is just Muhammad Abdel.
Name wrong on this card. I don't know if that's gonna matter.
Well, we gotta have it. How is it written on the card? Even if it's spelled wrong, as long it has to be the way it's written on the card.
That's what So it's Muhammad with 2 M's.
Okay.
Then a V for his middle name.
Okay.
And then Abdelkader with no hyphen.
Okay.
That's how it is on the card.
Okay. Got it. And no hyphen. Okay. And then what is the billing address for that card?
402 Brokers, B-R-O-E-K-E-R-S, Lane, New Albany, Indiana, 47150.
Brokers Lane, New Albany, Indiana, 40204, correct?
Nope. 47150.
Okay, I had the old zip code. That's right, from the pin code. 47150, got it.
Yeah.
And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. And I'm ready for the card number when you are.
4037.
Uh-huh.
801-1870.
Mm-hmm.
6017.
Okay.
Expiration is 10 of 22.
Uh-huh.
And the code is 294.
Okay, I'm just going to repeat it back to you for accuracy, but I'm not going to charge the card yet because what I'm going to do first is walk you guys through what's called, it's a voice verification recording. I'll be walking Cater through it, but you are welcome to also, you know, if he gets stuck on something to answer. It's going to outline the service agreement. It's an added form of protection for him as well. Now, as I'm walking him through it, if there's anything that is not understood, just stop me. And just say, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I'll review it and then I'll rephrase it, okay? I want to make sure that you both have a clear and firm understanding before we process the payment. And then I'll also mention in there, I'll ask Cater, although I'll have to say Muhammad, I will ask him if he also gives you access to make any changes to the account. And then I'll mention your name in there and then he would just answer with yes, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll let you guys know when I turn on the recording. Okay. So the card number you said is 4037, and that's 8601?
No, 8401.
8401. That's why I always repeat it. 1870 and then 6017?
Correct.
Okay. And that expires October of the year 22. Mm-hmm. And then the CVV on the back is 294, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to be turning on the recording, okay? So, again, if there's something that's not understood, just stop me so this way I can review it and rephrase it, okay? Okay. So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Cater Construction LLC.
Okay. And I'll need Cater to also say this because the card is in his name. Okay.
Sorry, Cater.
Cater Construction LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
My name.
So you'll say your name, Cater.
I'm going to help them. Is that okay?
Okay.
Your full name and then CEO. Okay.
Okay. Mohammed Abdelkader, CEO for Cater Construction LLC.
Thank you. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
And, Cater, do you also authorize your wife, Heidi Schwitzer, to make changes to the account when needed?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to local splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from local splash?
Yes.
Okay. Now, both of you, please be aware that you might receive a call from another company, right, trying to sell you another product. All you need to tell them is you're already working with a company. You don't have to entertain the conversation. We will not call you to ask you for more money. Okay, so just be aware that you might get a call like that. They're not associated with us. Okay?
Okay.
Now, in hiring local splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Did you want me to explain it? I'll explain this one. It was a long one, right? So what this means is we're not saying that you guys can't do additional online marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, just give us a call so that we can reference it and make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you guys spending more money if you don't need to. That's what that means. So we're just saying give us a call before you sign up and do anything else so we can make sure we're not already providing that service. Okay?
Okay, gotcha.
Does that make sense? Okay. So I'll repeat it again. In hiring local splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, March 28th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $549. This will be a two-month verbal commitment. Now, your payment will automatically renew each month on the 28th day in the amount of $549. That's when the term is completed, okay? Now, once your two-month verbal commitment has been completed, remember that it'll keep renewing every 28th. You can discontinue or pause your account at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you call us 3 business days before your next billing is due so that you're not incurring any charges, okay? So just make sure that if you were to cancel or, you know, put it on pause, like suspend it, that you at least call us 3 business days before the next billing, okay? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know, typically if the 28th is on a Saturday, I would always suggest call by that Wednesday. Okay? Just to be safe.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to update the package and then I'm going to go ahead and process the payment. Once the payment goes through, you're going to be receiving, it's going to be both sent to you via email as well as text message. You'll be receiving, it'll say initial invoice. Let me know if you see that there.
Well, we just got a text message showing that it went.
Okay, perfect. So, if you could take a look at it, it'll say, Dear Muhammad V. Abdel Cater, and it'll say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is below this email.
I got local/ welcome if you have any questions. I got that.
Okay. Then, and the other one should have came through right after.
It says, please click on the link to see a video. No. Okay. Now it just came.
Okay. Perfect. So when you open it up, right?
I just did.
Okay. Do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Yep.
Okay. Do me a favor and click on that.
Yep.
And then it's going to take you to a page that shows you at the very top, local/ terms of experience. Correct?
It's terms and conditions. Yeah.
Terms and conditions, yes. And then what you're going to do is you're going to scroll all the way down to the very bottom, right above the signature, okay? There is it's a little box to the left. It'll say, I certify that I'm the authorized signer and holder of the credit card. So Cater's going to click on that little box because he's saying that basically that that is his name on the card and that the information is correct.
Okay.
And
there is not a place to sign. It's just at the bottom says Google Partner, Meta, Careers, Contact.
Okay, I think you're on the wrong one. Okay, let's go back. You're looking at the one that says local/. So when you click on where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms, right?
Okay, maybe not. At the top it says, to see complete terms of experience, please click here. That's not what I'm supposed to click.
Let me see. You were on the one that said initial invoice, right?
I clicked on here. I'm going to do, oh, okay. Here we go. I certify. Okay. I went somewhere.
Oh, you see that? Oh, okay. And then he'll click on the little box to say that he's certifying that that's his name on the card.
Yep.
And then where it says sign, in that box, he's going to type in his name exactly as it reads. He does not need to put the hyphen. It's exactly as it reads there. I know, Muhammad, they have it incorrect because they put two M's. So he'll need to type it as it reads there on the signature. And just to make sure to put a space in between, so like, you know, Muhammad space, and then, and it's very case sensitive.
All right,
and he doesn't need to put the date because it is already populated there.
Okay, I did it.
Okay, and then the next thing you should see is it should be asking you for username and password, correct?
Yep.
Perfect. Okay, so once the client interview is conducted, you guys are also within, I believe it's 5 to 7 days, you're going to also be receiving another email with this link, a username, and a password. And you can actually update it to a password of your choice, okay? This is where you go in to see your reports. So that's why I want you guys to watch the video, because it's going to walk you through that, okay?
Okay.
So you'll receive a separate email. Make sure to keep your receipt for your tax purposes, because you already know that that's a write-off. I always like to remind everybody, okay? Yep. And then what we'll do is from there, your client interview is going to be on Wednesday, okay? And I'm going to notate on there that they'll need to do a three-way. So they'll call Cater, and then I'll have them do the three-way. So that way they can get you on the phone as well. And they will be calling from an 877 number. So,
okay.
Cater, make sure that you answer all calls within that hour between 5 and 6, okay? And you guys will get that reminder email notification to remind you of it, okay? All right. Any other questions for me?
Nope.
Okay. And then if you can, as soon as you get the URL for the Facebook page, because I'm assuming it's going through an approval, let me know. If you could text it to me or even email it, would be perfect. So that way I can add it in there, okay?
Okay.
If not, just give it during the client interview.
URL.
So like the URL, So, like, for example, and I'm going to double check on Facebook. I'll look at it tonight or tomorrow from my Facebook page to see if I see it. Now, is he, do you guys have it by him in Indiana or in Kentucky?
Yeah, I think while you've been talking, I think I got it completely loaded because I see his homepage on Facebook with his picture, New Albany, Indiana.
New Albany? Okay, what's his Facebook profile page?
Mohammed Abdel Hyphen Cater.
Okay, let me see if I can pull it up.
I think maybe I didn't have it finished when you looked the first time.
Okay, Mohammed Abdel Hyphen Cater, New Albany, Indiana, right? I'm trying to see if I could pull it up. Yeah, I'm not pulling it up for some reason. What does this profile page look like?
It's a, well, can I, are you on a cell phone right now?
No, I'm not. But if you sit, like, if you call, you know at the top where it says, like, Facebook.com and it'll have, like, his, it's the URL. It's what's in the address box at the top. If you're looking at it.
When we're on the Facebook app, it just has his name at the top. It doesn't have an address.
It just has this. Okay, you know the little search bar when you're looking at Facebook, right?
Yes, okay. Yep.
Okay.
The search bar is, it'll have like an address in there. It'll say like Facebook.com and whatever the name is. Like mine would say, I'll tell you what mine says. So this way you kind of have an idea. Like if I go to my personal Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
And it's so funny. My cousin, she texted me and she's like, who got married? My daughter got married and did not say anything. I'm like in shock right now. Sorry, not to get off subject.
Let me see if I can. Is it like, I clicked on his profile.
Okay.
It says profile link and then it's HTTPS. Blah, 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 with a long number.
Yes, yes. What is that? Yeah. Can you copy that and then send it to me in the text message?
Yeah, but I just copied it. What's your
okay,
phone
so
number?
You know the okay, so you know the text that I sent you?
Well, I don't. Can you just tell me the phone number and I'm just, because I'm in there right now to do it.
Yeah, let me tell you. Number? You're going to send it to, I'll tell you right now. So this way you can get it over to me. Let's do this. So you're going to send it to 877-635-6225.
All right, let's see if you got it.
Okay.
I just texted it.
Okay, let's see.
635-6225.
Uh-huh. Okay, I got it. I think I got it here. I'm just waiting for it to open it up. Oh, there he is. Got it. Okay. Good job. We all learned something new, right? Awesome. Okay, perfect. All right. Yay, we got it. So I'll just put that in here. Okay. You guys are all set. I want to be the first cater to welcome you and Heidi to our local Splash family. And I really want to thank you guys for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you.
All right. Well, thank you, Nadine.
You are so welcome. You guys have yourself a very blessed evening, okay?
You too. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.